I locked that feature. Okay. This audio boo is for a recent follower. They know who they are. Hello. And hello to everyone. I hope you're all having a good day. I'm standing here at this ginormous grandfather clock. And this is my friend Anna. Anna, say hi, audio boo.
Hi.
I said say hi, audio boo.
Hi. Hello, people.
Oh, who's that? Jenna? Jenna. Okay, sorry. Okay, they're both here. So there's three of us. We're sitting out here in the lobby. This clock has been here for a long-ass time. Have you guys?
I don't remember.
Was it here when you were here as students?
Yeah, I was way here before I was here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before our time.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I remember.
There's a plaque on it that was read to me the other night. I don't know what it says because I can't read engraved print that tiny. But I think it's like in memoriam or whatever. It's, I guess this was donated in memory of, or by someone. The face, I would say, is about, I want to guess a foot. All the way around. It's a big, looks like a big plate. And sorry, however we're describing it. Can't reach in and feel the hands. I did see someone had built a mantle clock once where you could actually like open up the face and feel the hands inside it. But this is very, you know, the more I understand about woodworking, it's just like, you know, I have a greater appreciation for stuff like this because it's such a really beautiful enclosure around the. I don't know what this lock is for. I'm assuming it's for all this stuff, unless it's like part of something. I don't know. But it's like for setting the time on the clock. I don't quite know what that's for, but it's okay. Doesn't matter. That, whatever is inside there, this casing is taking up all of this, and then the actual clock is way the hell up here. Not a little bit above my eye level. I'm only 5'2", so I gotta wait another few minutes for the clock to actually go off. I'm gonna pause it for a little bit. We've just had lunch, and now we're just standing here chilling, waiting for the bell to ring. It's been a very, very interesting day. I went. You said leave it. Deidre looked around like, what the hell? Yes.
That's funny.
You're okay?
Hi,
no, it's fine. She knows. I think she knows you meant the other dog.
I
said
leave it to Bella and
Joanne's
dog.
She moved again.
Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah, I had a
rest. So anyway, we've got a few minutes for class before class starts. We're all just sitting here letting the meal digest. It was chicken, mashed potatoes, steamed carrots. Some sort of orange cake of some sort. And crap. Wasn't there something else? Oh, and then there was like a little lunch salad bar type thing, but they had like pasta salad and various fruits and stuff. So I got here and I said to my dad, I'm like, I want a clock like this. He's like, we don't have the room. I'm like, I think it's a chimes that take up all the space in here. I just don't know, though. I'm kind of fascinated with, like, how clocks work. How they're, you know, how to... Oh, there goes the bell. How to take care of them, all that. It's 12:40, actually. So I may not catch this clock until later, but Me?
Yep. No, on my phone. Bye, love you.
Oh, she's, okay. Sorry. So that was the school bell that rang. These are not going to go off for another few minutes, but I won't be here. Growl. May catch it later on this afternoon at some point. I just wanted to tell you guys what's here. I'm going to give you at least the ticking clock. Tick, tock.
I'm going tick. To go up to class.
Okay, have fun.
I will be there.
Study skills for me.
Yeah.
So enough of my rambling. I will... here we go. See you later.
It was worried about